know there's only one. Clear, concise news on the hour. WKCA Moorhead. CBS News Time. It's 12 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the hour, sponsored by Clean Origin.
I'm Steve Kathan. Bad scene at UCLA where pro-Palestinian protesters on campus were attacked.
I saw one young man. He looked about 20, 21 years old. He was a college student. Brutally, viciously, and I'm not exaggerating at all, assaulted by some of the counter-protesters. His head was bandaged. He had blood all over his face.
Police are there. The atmosphere is now calm. In New York City, Mayor Eric Adams on the NYPD sweep at two campuses hit by protests.
Approximately 300 people were arrested at Columbia and City College. We are processing the arrests to distinguish between who were actual students and who were not supposed to be on the ground.
Police forcing protesters out of a campus building that was occupied yesterday at Columbia. Protest encampments were broken up today at Tulane and the University of Wisconsin. A new Florida law on the books today bans most abortions after 6 weeks in the state. Former President Trump made news with comments about abortion that have stirred reaction from the White House.
Trump has said abortion should be a matter that the states should decide for themselves. Biden says,
folks, hear what Donald Trump just said to Time magazine? It's shocking. After bragging about overturning Roe and saying women should be punished for accessing reproductive health care.
Biden describes Trump's position as extreme.
He said states should be able to prosecute women and appears perfectly fine with signing a national ban that would take away IVF access.
Biden also tells voters this cannot be allowed to stand.
This should be a decision between a woman and her doctor, and the government should get out of people's lives.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
She may not have the votes, but Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene plans a challenge of Speaker Mike Johnson.
Next week, I am going to be calling this motion to vacate. Absolutely calling it. I can't wait to see Democrats go out and support a Republican speaker.
GOP support appears to be fading, and Democrats indicate they won't back the ouster move. At least one death reported after a tornado hit last night outside Wichita, Kansas. Two dozen homes damaged. United Methodist delegates meeting in North Carolina have repealed a long-standing church ban on LGBTQ clergy. Anais Hussein is a church deacon.
My primary hope with regard to LGBTQ people is the removal of discriminatory and harmful language in our book of discipline and in our social principles.
Reports say Tesla has fired the team running its electric vehicle charging business. The company's charging network is the largest, and other automakers have agreed to use it. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up about 100 points. The S&P is down 18. NASDAQ is also down about 65. This is CBS News.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. CleanORIGIN.com, online or one of our retail stores.
Get ready for a ride like never before. Welcome to Dutch's Used Cars in Mount Sterling, where your dream car is waiting just for you. Find plenty of trucks, SUVs, and other vehicles for your taste and budget that are carefully inspected to make sure you drive away with confidence. And if you think buying a car has to be a terrible experience, you've obviously never done business with Dutch's. Stop in today. Dutch's Used Cars at the corner of the Bypass and Grassy Lick Road, Mount Sterling. Online at dutchesauto.com.
Not every insurance company offers fire and extended coverage for mobile homes, churches, farm buildings, and other property. But Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Mason County does. For a homeowner's or double-wide homeowner's policy, call Haley Castle at 606-366-8777 or visit farmersmutualofmason.com. You'll have peace of mind and solid coverage from Farmers Mutual Insurance of Mason County. Haley Castle, agent for Bath, Clark, Menifee, Montgomery, and Powell County.
This is Gateway Regional News, winner of the Edward R. Murrow for Best Newscast. Award-winning news coverage starts now.
Good Wednesday afternoon. It's the first day of May. Time now for a look at news. I'm Dan Manley reporting. Pedestrians have been killed. It happened late Tuesday night after they were struck by a vehicle on Interstate 64 westbound near mile marker 73 in Fayette County. Police say the roadway was shut down for several hours and all traffic diverted to I-75 northbound. The crash reconstruction unit is investigating. The name has not yet been released. by authorities of that individual. Kentucky State Police are searching for an escaped inmate in Madison County. State Police say 27-year-old Cody Hatfield walked away from the Bluegrass Career and Development Center just before 4 p.m. yesterday. He's described as a white male, 5'11", 130 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes, last seen wearing a white T-shirt and black and white lounge pants. State Police say he also has several tattoos, long hair, and facial hair. He was serving a sentence for a third-degree burglary and engaging in organized crime. It's an ongoing investigation. Anyone with information being asked to contact the Kentucky State Police. The Fayette County Coroner's Office has now identified the person found dead inside a vehicle this week on East 3rd Street in Lexington. The victim, 37-year-old Devin Chenault, Lexington police arrested 36-year-old Jericho Roberts in connection to the shooting. He's charged with murder, assault, domestic violence, tampering with physical evidence, and possession of a handgun by a convicted felon. Some charges are from unrelated warrants. Police say during the initial investigation, detectives learned that the shooting may have taken place in the 1800 block of Liberty Road. Fayette County coroner responded to that scene, the vehicle on Shropshire Avenue near East 3rd Street, just after midnight the previous day. Police are still looking for information concerning this incident, and people are being asked to call the Lexington Police Department. The tabled ban on the sale of alcohol on public property isn't stopping questions and frustrations surrounding the process for the event licensing in Berea. It's been almost a year now since voters approved the alcohol sales throughout Madison County, which includes Berea. The vote opened up the possibility for business owners to sell beer at festivals in previously dry places like Berea. According to one of the individuals involved in the sale of alcoholic beverages in the county, they thought that they would be able to go down there to serve at the same fairs and festivals and types of things that they do in Richmond and every other county in the state almost, he said. With that assumption, the individual invested in property in Old Town and made plans to expand Dreaming Creek Brewery there in August. He inquired about the potential to sell at the Levitt Amp Music Festival. They say they were ready to go, but they had their logo on the stage and then couldn't make the sales during the summer months when festivals and outdoor events are most popular. The process was put on hold. Officials passed an ordinance to create rules for awarding licenses in November. They say many festivals and events are held at parks owned or leased by the city, and they're receiving some pushback. Mayor Bruce Fraley said they haven't received any applications since November, and he hasn't heard about any frustrations. When the issue was brought up again in April for a potential ban due to legal concerns from council members around liability, they say that was the final straw, and they're now giving up plans to expand their operations in Berea. In 2023, there were 11 festivals totaling $2.8 million in cash injected into the city, according to a report given in a recent council meeting there. And what started as a plumbing leak at the Kentucky State Police Central Laboratory in Frankfort ended up causing a safety concern for more than a dozen employees there. Back on Friday, April 19th, a drain pipe in the building's rabies necropsy laboratory leaked into the ceiling of the level below, according to the Cabinet for Health and Family Services. 15 employees who were in the vicinity of the rabies lab notified that they might have been exposed to the rabies virus. According to the Cabinet, four of those employees worked in that specific area of the necropsy lab. The Cabinet also noted that employees who work directly with rabies are vaccinated against it before they can do rabies testing for the Department of Public Health. The rest of the exposed employees were counseled and informed that prophylactic vaccines were available and that KDPH will assist them as necessary. The rabies vaccination consists of multiple shots over the course of weeks, with the first shot starting on the day of exposure, if it's possible. The Cabinet said that all 15 of the people in the affected areas were contacted on the Friday of the leak, but those who couldn't be reached were informed the following Monday. The risk of exposure for all of the people affected is very low, they say, according to the Cabinet. The Cabinet said the plumbing issues have been resolved and the affected area has been cleaned. We'll have more coming up right after this.
There's always a large selection of late model cars, trucks, and SUVs, and so much more at Doug Dawson Motor Sales in Mount Sterling. Come see Brian, Everett, or Jesse today and save some money on your next vehicle. There's buy here, pay here options, and financing is available. Like they say, they tote the note and everybody rides at Doug Dawson Motor Sales in Mount Sterling. 601 Winchester Road across from CVS, just off the Mount Sterling Bypass. Open daily at 9 a.m. and closed on Sunday. Doug Dawson Motor Sales, 859-498-1300.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable and versatile. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty and durable Sidekick utility vehicles. The Kubota agriculture lineup is built right, built ready. Get Kubota hay tools for zero down, zero APR for up to 48 months, plus up to $2,500 loyalty cash reward. Now through June 30th, go to KubotaUSA.com for more information. And don't forget, Kitty says buy an orange and you won't get a lemon. Hamburgies Farm Machinery Sales and Service, South Queen Street, Mount Sterling.
In other news today, the Kentucky River Regional Animal Shelter in Perry County has dealt with overcrowding for a long time, but shelter president Tony Vaughn said it's gotten so bad recently they had to stop taking in animals. Added the thought of euthanasia is not fair to the shelter pets. The shelter is currently home to more than 250 dogs. He said it's a problem that spiked following a local hoarding case that was reported last year, and now Vaughn said they're calling on the community to help out. As he said, they deserve better than this. These living conditions, they're not ideal, but they're alive right now. Help us keep them that way. Get them out. Get them into a family. Take them to a farm. You know, do something, and let's try to keep them alive, he said. As the shelter staff is searching for a solution, they found rescues are becoming harder to come by. They say the need for tougher legislation needs to be a priority to give dogs and cats in the shelter a hope for a better tomorrow. Today, the Kentucky River Regional Animal Shelter hosting another free adoption day in an effort to help that community, help the animals. That shelter opened from 2 to 5 today for free adoptions. The Lexington Police Department has released the body cam footage of Councilmember Tanya Fogle's arrest from last March. On the same day, her charges were dismissed. Council member Tanya Fogle, who represents Council District 1 in Lexington, includes parts of the downtown, arrested at an AT&T store March the 10th, charged with third-degree criminal trespassing, menacing, and resisting arrest. The video lasts about 25 minutes, showing three different perspectives of the arrest. There's an in-store surveillance footage from AT&T and body cam footage from Sergeant Evely. The bulk of the encounter is captured by Officer Sharp, who is the first to respond. The video starts with Officer Sharp arriving at the store, talking with store employees about the situation. Councilmember Fogle said shortly after the arrest that she had a prior negative encounter with the officer, but the video indicates that he didn't recognize her upon arrival. Sharp then gave her several chances to walk out of the store, saying, "I'm going to ask you to leave. If you refuse to leave, you're going to jail," unquote. Councilmember Fogle responded by saying, quote, "Lock up the council member. You go right ahead," unquote. Fogle never explicitly refused to leave, but often ignored the officer's questions and exchanged some strong words. Charges of criminal trespassing, menacing, and resisting arrest were all dismissed by a judge this week. With that decision made, Fogle says she hopes to put that Sunday in March behind her and move forward. Fogle said, "The truth and the evidence was presented. I think we both learned on both sides, and I don't expect to have another incident like this." And the United Methodist delegates repealed their church's longstanding ban on LGBTQ clergy with no debate yesterday, removing a rule forbidding self-avowed practicing homosexuals from being ordained or appointed as ministers. Delegates voted 692-51 at their general conference, the first such legislative gathering in 5 years. The change doesn't mandate or even explicitly affirm LGBTQ clergy, but it means the church no longer forbids them. The consensus was overwhelming, they say, and it was rolled into a consent calendar, a package of normally non-controversial measures that are bundled into a single vote simply to save time. Last week, the conference endorsed a regionalization plan that essentially would allow the churches of the United States the same autonomy as other regions of the global church. The denomination counts 4.6 million members in other countries, mainly in Africa, though earlier estimates have been higher. There are 5.1 million in the U.S. membership of the church. We'll have a look at sports and weather coming up next.
A.W. Graham Lumber.
When you need hardware, man, see A.W. Graham, man. We've got what you need, man. If you can't find it, we can. You'll find it all right here, man. A.W. Graham, man. We got lumber, fence posts, cabinets, vinyl siding, windows, doors, hardwood floors, generators, fence boards, guardrails, roofing, all the lumber you need to do things. We got it all right here, man. A.W. Graham, man. A.W. Graham Lumber.
It's worth the drive to A.W. Graham's 7-acre complex in Flemingsburg. Get dirt cheap prices. They beat everyone else's lowest price. Save hundreds to thousands of dollars or get country prices delivered without going to the country. See weekly specials at GrahamLumber.com. Call toll-free 877-845-9663.
We got it all right here, man. A.W. Graham, man.
That's GrahamLumber.com.
In sports news today, Encino won't run in the Kentucky Derby this weekend. That word coming from trainer Brad Coxlead yesterday. The colt didn't look right after morning training and was vanned to an equine hospital in Lexington. X-rays were negative, but a soft tissue strain in his right front leg was diagnosed. That coming from the Daily Racing Form. Encino, the Lexington Stakes winner, was a 20-1 shot in the morning line for Saturday's Derby. Cox has early 8-1 third choice, Catching Freedom, and Just a Touch for the mile and a quarter race. Epic Ride joins the 20-horse field. Horses that drew post positions 10 through 20 will now move in one spot. Trained by John Ennis, Epic Ride listed at 50-1 in the morning line. Adam Bashiza will make his Derby debut in the saddle. Major League Baseball action from yesterday. The Reds lost to the Padres out in San Diego 6-4. They'll play a 4-10 game today in San Diego. It's getaway day for teams, many of them on this Wednesday afternoon. And the Reds will play the Padres again 4-10. You'll hear the game on 96.3 FM. Some of the other games in Major League Baseball yesterday. Cardinals over the Tigers 2-1. Orioles double up the Yankees 4-2, Royals 4, the Blue Jays 1. Cubs lost to the Mets 4-2. In the second game of that Tiger-Cardinal doubleheader, the Tigers won 11-6. Brewers beat the Rays 8-2. Also, the Diamondbacks over the Dodgers 4-3. The Athletics beat the Pirates 5-2, and the Mariners over the Braves 3-2. National Basketball Association yesterday, the 76ers beat the Knicks 112-106. To keep their playoffs hopes alive. In that contest for the 76ers in the game yesterday, it was a big game for former UK player Tyrese Maxey. Game went to overtime. Maxey scored 46 points with 5 rebounds and 9 assists in the contest, and now the teams will move on to a 6th game. Also in action yesterday, Cavaliers over the Magic 104-103. Cleveland leads that series 3-2. It was the Bucks over the Pacers, 115-92. Indiana still leads that series 3-2. On the schedule for today, the Heat and the Celtics play in Boston. Boston can wrap that series up. They lead 3-1. Mavericks and Clippers play late night out on the West Coast. That series is tied at 2 apiece. High school baseball action yesterday, Clark County over Paris, 10-0 in a game that went 6 innings. It was East Carter 14 and Rowan County 7. Campbell County over Nicholas County 11-0 in 5 innings. Oregon County beat West Carter 7-6. On the schedule for today, Fleming County playing at Bath County, 5:30 to the start there. Rowan County will play host to Morgan County in a game that will begin at 6 o'clock. Paris at Nicholas County today, and Clark County at Montgomery County, a 6 o'clock start at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. You'll hear that game on 1150 and 106.9 FM coming up this evening. Softball action yesterday, a game you heard on 990 AM. It was Clark County coming back to beat Paris 11-8. Boyd County over Russell, 4-1. East Carter rolled by Fairview, 15-0 in a three-inning game. And it was Greenup County over Raceland by a score of 9-8. Turning to the weather, sunny and a high of 81 today, mostly clear and 57 overnight. Sunshine will be up to 84 for a high on Thursday. Friday, a 40% chance of showers and a high of 79. That's a look at sports and weather. We'll have more following this.
Their first Little League game, graduation, wedding day. Life is full of precious milestones, and if you can't be there, we can. With a life insurance policy from Farm Bureau Insurance, you can be sure your family knows that you're always watching over them. Talk to Bath County Farm Bureau agents David or Derek Ellington at 674-6335 and let them secure your family's future. Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance, big on commitment. Life insurance provided by Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Jackson, Mississippi.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Time now for a look at Gateway Area Death Notices. Alma Marie Holly, 94, died Friday. She was an active member of the Hope First Church of God for 65 years, survived by three sons, Philip, Barry, and Uriah Skip Holly. Four grandchildren survived, along with several great-grandchildren, a sister, Diana Williams, a sister-in-law, Imogen Bashford. Family requesting donations be made to the Hope First Church of God. Funeral service will be Thursday at 11 a.m. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. this evening at the Hope First Church of God with burial in McPhila Cemetery. Funeral arrangements under the care of the Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory for Alma Marie Holly. Owen Goodpaster, 91 of Owingsville, died Monday. Survived by his wife, Nellie Goodpaster, and two daughters, Patty McElvain, Joyce Wells, two sons, Brian Goodpaster and Jamie Goodpaster, five grandchildren and eight great-grandchildren survive. The funeral service will be at 1 p.m. Thursday in the chapel of the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home in Owingsville, burial in the Hedrick Cemetery at Salt Lick, military honors presented by American Legion Post 22. Visitation will be Thursday from 11 a.m. until the time of the service at the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home in Owingsville. They're in charge of the arrangements for Owen Goodpaster. That's a look at Gateway Area Death Notices. We'll have more news coming up after this.
What makes Whitaker Bank uniquely Kentucky? Our mission is to provide comprehensive banking products and services to our customers and to invest in the Kentucky communities where we live. Whitaker Bank is a reliable partner guiding you towards solid decisions for today's evolving environment and for whatever changes tomorrow might bring. We are committed to building comprehensive, long-term relationships with our customers and the communities we serve. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Some say disc mowers are a dime a dozen, but you all know it's the little things that make the difference, like the little time it takes to hook up and go. Vermeer 50 Series 3-point mowers are a one-man quick hitch hookup. The quick clip blade retention system makes maintenance easier, and the cutter bar has a 3-year warranty. Learn more about Vermeer at Young Farm Machinery, 7341 Moorhead Road, just east of Flemingsburg, or at yfmonline.com.
Great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutch's Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Anyone age 60 and over is invited to sign up for motor meals through the Gateway Regional Senior Centers. Free hot meals will be served from 11 a.m. to noon at various locations in Bath, Menifee, Montgomery, Morgan, and Round counties during the month of May. Get more details, contact your local senior citizen center or search Gateway Area Development District on Facebook. Bath County having a free dump day coming up Thursday. The transfer station at 566 Kendall Springs Road in Owingsville will be open till 5 p.m. tomorrow. It's for Bath County residents only to dispose of regular household items. Does not include chemicals, tires, paints, and other hazardous materials. Kentucky Derby celebration coming up Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling. They'll have hot browns, a stick horse race, derby hat and costume contest, derby-themed family art activities, and watch the 150th Kentucky Derby live on the giant screen and cheer for your favorite horse. Admission is free at the Gateway Regional Arts Center coming up on Saturday. Preparations being made for May Day in Bath County. The cake auction and Little Miss and Mr. Pageant will be at 2 p.m. Sunday, May the 5th, at the Bath County High School. Saturday, May 11th, they'll have vendors, games, and other activities in New Owingsville, wrapping up with a parade at 3 p.m. The May Day theme is Hooray for Hollywood. Pageant is scheduled for Saturday, June 8th at the Bath County High School. Christian Social Service Center Benefit Dinner is coming up Sunday at the Owingsville First Church of God on Slate Avenue. The meal, tenderloin with sides, desserts, and drinks. Eat in, drive through, or carry out. It'll be available from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. It's the last major fundraiser before construction of the new Christian Social Services building. The cost is $12 per person, $6 for children under 12. And Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Bluegrass will have their Montgomery County Community Bowl for Kids Day coming up at Sterling Lanes on Sunday from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Register your teams, create a team with your colleagues, and share with your friends and family to join in the fun and raise money for Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Bluegrass. You can contact Meredith Watts at mdowney@bbs-bluegrass.org. That's Gateway Regional News for this Wednesday. It's the first day of May. I'm Dan Manley reporting. When it comes to heating and cooling your home or business, there are two key ingredients: the people that install the equipment and the equipment itself. When you go through Shaw's Heating and Cooling and install Comfort Maker equipment sold by Cork and Steel, you'll have that winning team. Jim and Nick Shaw and their crews have the experience to do the job right. Comfort Maker equipment from Cork and Steel will give you efficient, long-lasting service. Call Shaw's in the Mount Sterling Industrial Park. They'll help you stay cool in the summer and warm in the winter.
Vox Views on University of Kentucky Sports is on the air. Featuring seven-time Kentucky Sports Writer of the Year, Larry Vaught.
I don't think there was ever any real doubt Travis Perry was going to play at Kentucky, even after John Calipari left and Mark Pope took over the program. I'm sure Kentucky's Mr. Basketball and the state's all-time leading scorer was looking forward to playing for Calipari after signing with UK in November. However, I also believe that he was looking even more forward just to playing for Kentucky. He grew up a Kentucky fan, and there was no real reason for him to go anywhere else. Pope recognized Perry at his introductory press conference, and when Perry showed up at Kentucky, Ohio, All-Star weekend, he was wearing a UK shirt, and so was his dad. Both Travis and his father, who was his coach at Lyon County, agreed that Pope's motion offense actually suited his skills better than Calipari's offense. On top of that, Travis Perry quickly figured out that Pope is a great dude who also loves Kentucky.
Vaught's Views will return in a moment.
Did you know that our Kentucky state parks attract nearly 6.7 million visitors annually? The park system has 44 state parks, including 17 resort parks, 19 recreational parks, 8 historic sites, one rail trail, one state scenic trail, 13 amazing golf courses, 34 pools and beaches, 15 marinas, and 30 campgrounds. When's the last time you visited one of Kentucky's state parks? Or maybe you never have. This year, Kentucky State Parks is celebrating its 100th anniversary, marking a century of providing natural beauty, outdoor recreation, and hospitality to visitors near and far.
Travis Perry is not worried about the late start Mark Pope got putting together a team for next season. Perry understands today's college basketball is about change every year and knows how many good players there are in the transfer portal who could find their way to Kentucky. Perry loves the way the Kentucky fan base has embraced him and was not surprised at how quickly fans rallied to support Pope as well. My guess is that Pope and Perry are going to be just fine together because they are both doing what they always dream of doing.
Find more from Larry at yoursportsedge.com.
Rips Farm Center, a family-owned business in Tollsboro, specializes in bag and bulk.